Should kids be scared of their parents? You can text in 99925. Were you scared of your parents when you grew up? We'll get to your text. It's Vinny, Nikki, and Sam. Bringing this up, I was having a conversation over the weekend. We had a dinner party with some friends, and they're like, so you're going to scare the crap out of your kid when you have your kid? I'm like, why would I do that? They're like, that's how I grew up. I was so scared of my parents, especially my father. When I got home late from school, I used to be scared that he was going to, you know, pull out the belt. And I'm like, really? I didn't grow up like that. I grew up with an older father who was very soft and very nice. I didn't have that fear of my parents. But I know some people did, and they think it's the right thing to do. You know, that authority figure, the disciplinarian in the family. You can text in 99925. Nikki, were you scared of your mom?
I was actually reading an article last week. It was called What Aggression Really Means to Boys. Mm. And one of the quotes in it really, like, got to me. It says, it's useful if boys, especially, are a little afraid of their fathers. And it got me thinking, no, I was never terrified of my mom. Mm. I'm still not scared of my mom. But is this a useful way to lead? I wasn't a bad child. I didn't do bad things, but maybe sometimes if kids are misbehaving, do parents find that this works when they're scared of the repercussions? Like, they're genuinely terrified of what you will do. So they're not necessarily not doing things because they're learning that they're wrong or bad, but they just know that they're too terrified of what's going to come.
Exactly. And as a kid, you need to know where your boundaries are and where they're drawn. In every household, it's differently. But I think eventually as a kid, you're curious and you want to sort of push the boundaries. And at a certain point, you need to know where the line is drawn.
Were you were not scared of your parents, were you?
I wouldn't say scared. My mom was a yeller. Mm-hmm. Like, when her voice got up there, it was like, oh boy, everybody hide your heads. And we knew that was her way of putting her foot down.
Everybody in the neighborhood knew.
The neighbors all heard. It was
She ran the household.
Her voice was commanding.
I think ideally, wouldn't they be scared of disappointing more so than scared of that you're going to kill them? Like, you know, like, wouldn't that be ideal?
I think later on in life, I'm more scared of disappointing them. I mean, when I'm a kid, I'm just rambunctious. I'm just sort of doing whatever I want. And I want to see how much I can get away with without tipping them over the edge.
Text coming in. I know there's a lot of immigrant families who are going to chime in on this. Okay, I'm not surprised. I had Italian friends, like really Italian friends growing up, all scared of their parents. Somebody says here, Vula's from DDO. She says, I'm Greek. Enough said.
Yeah.
And we have the captain here. You were scared of what, your dad growing up?
I mean, speaking of immigrant families, I mean, my dad's Lebanese, right? So I was
petrified?
Petrified from my dad. Absolutely.
Okay.
Looking back, like you said, I would have preferred being afraid to disappoint than being just afraid.
Afraid for your life.
But that's how he was raised as well. So.
You're not still scared of him now?
Well, no, right? Now I just ignore him.
You can take him now.
I can take him on a one-on-one fight. But like what it does also is just when you're scared of them, you don't want to come to them for advice and stuff because you're afraid to be.
You're going
to
shut down.
Exactly.
That's it.
That fear can work against them.
All right, let's get to your text. 99925. Should kids be scared of their parents? Were you scared of your parents growing up? We'll get to your text on the way. Plus, Donna's